Unit 7. Measurements. In the science lab, measurements are an essential tool we use to make sure our experiments are carried out in the correct way. If we confuse or mix up measurements, the experiment will likely fail and we will need to start over. This is why it is important to make accurate measurements in the science lab. Measurements are also important for many other activities, including construction, craft making, cooking, hiking, and many more things as well. The metric system is the most common system of measurements used in the world today. The only country that does not use the metric system is the United States, but even they use the system in the science room and lab. The units used in the metric system measures volume in liters, length in meters, and weight in grams. These numbers can then easily be divided or multiplied by 10 to create other units. There are many tools we can use to measure objects or space. To measure length, you can use measuring tape, a ruler, or a meter stick. To measure volume, we can use beakers or graduated cylinders. And to measure weight, we typically use scales, though some are much bigger than others. When broken down into smaller units, weight can be seen as milligrams, length in millimeters, and volume in milliliters. However, if you need to measure larger objects, weight can be scaled up to kilograms, length to kilometers, and volume to kiloliters. The basic rule for converting units of measurement is that you take a prefix and add it to the original unit of measurement to scale the measurement up or down. Centi is 0.01 times the original unit, milli is 0.001 times the original unit, and micro is 0.000001 times the original unit. For example, 3 millimeters is equal to 0.003 meters. Scaling units up is just as easy. Centa is 10 times the original unit, milla is 100 times the original unit, and kilo is 1,000 times the original unit. For example, 5 kilograms is 500 grams.